Hey, greetings, everybody. It is
Sister Amen
with Brother Tupos. We are back to you once again. Praise the Lord for another edification audio.
Right. It was a good, busy day.
It was a busy day. It was a beautiful day. Had a lot of good things going on. Had to deal with a few things of some
confusion.
People to deal with that we had met recently, and some emailers, and so yeah, got some studies done.
Yeah,
it was just an interesting day.
You know, our days are like,
they're never boring.
No, they're not, and there's always like, not always, but oftentimes lots and lots of different things that you gotta learn. Sometimes, you know what I think about? Sometimes I feel like, you know, a maze. Go this way, go that way, go this way.
Yeah.
Oh, turn around, go back that way. Go this way, oh, like, go that way.
Yeah, like 11 o'clock you're helping seekers, and at 1 o'clock you have to put down a marker, and then at 3 o'clock somebody asks you a question, and then at 4 o'clock another one of Satan's workers comes along and you gotta put him out. And
I know, yeah, that, and yeah, all kinds of things.
But we did say this today. We said if we don't do these things and we compromise, we'll end up just like churchianity.
We'll be like who we used to be.
Yeah, like everybody just goes along, along, nobody agrees, everybody keeps sin and false doctrine. So, it's part of the process.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is an awesome job. I love working for the Lord.
So today we were talking and we were thinking about, we would talk about today, something that came up. We saw it, well, I thought of something that happened in the past. Sister saw something that happened just today when we were out and about.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about physical danger and spiritual danger.
Yeah.
And we got a couple of scripture verses each to share on that.
Yep.
You get to go first, Sister Amen.
Okay.
What's your physical danger that you're going to warn people about?
Well, we went to a park we'd been to before, a really nice, pretty peaceful park. Lots of people come through it, so we fly gospel signs on the van. Working online, getting a bunch of things done, and there's like a really nice playground there, and parents with their children, and there was a little children with their parents who were there, but it's by a big lake that has a lot of alligators. In fact, I posted some videos.
We saw one like 8 or 9 feet long.
Oh, they're huge. Yeah. Yeah. And the fishermen there, they're very careful. They told us about the alligators in there. And so today, we see these little tiny children.
3 and 4 years old.
Yeah, running around within a couple feet of the water. And the parents are right there like,
the parents are like 50 feet away.
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking. They're not thinking. It's
signs,
like,
signs all over warning of alligators.
Yeah, and how do you know they're not lurking in the water right there? You know how fast they come out and they can grab and take them gone.
Yep.
I know a lot of people are like, well, it's not their natural food, but it doesn't matter. I mean,
I'm amazed more people aren't eaten by the alligators, but yeah, just not safe.
They're pretty oblivious, yeah.
It's not safe. It's not safe to have your dog down there, your pet there, let alone your child.
Right, because if you've ever seen alligators, most people have at least seen a picture, maybe a video, or in real life. They lurk with their eyes and just their little tiny snout above the water. And if you don't know how to look for them, you can look
They can
right
actually be
them.
Totally under the water and still see. And they come out and get you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we saw that today. Pretty sad.
If you're not aware and you're not looking and you're not watching, yeah, you could be totally taken unaware.
Amen.
And it makes me think of, I got a couple of them actually. This one, of course, you know, I'm going to read 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah.
And if you've ever seen those alligators pop out of the water and snatch their prey, it's like
not
in
good.
Seconds. And then 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So we know Satan lurks around. We know he hides himself. He disguises himself as like an angel of light.
Yep.
So we just want to encourage people to be very careful about such things.
So that was your physical danger. Do you have a spiritual danger?
Oh, you want me to do that?
Yeah, go ahead and do that one too.
Yeah, and it kind of goes along with what we were talking about. We got to be watching in our spiritual life, watching for error, deception.
Just like parents should be watching their kids.
Exactly, yeah. Deceivers, false teaching, all kinds of things we got to be watching for. And I was doing my catching up, trying to finish up my audio Bible readings, and I was reading through Revelation today, which was pretty awesome. Revelation, and I came across this one too, Revelation 3, 2 and 3. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come in on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Sorry, I messed that all up, but no, you can understand. Yeah, we got to watch and be very careful, because Christ is going to come back, or we're going to be going, our death might be coming sooner than he comes. Amen. And we got to be ready and watching, lest we be taken unaware in our sin.
Yep.
Just like the alligators are waiting to take children or people or pets.
Yep.
In their foolishness.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, I was talking to Brother Kuo, and a couple of them came to me. My physical danger that I would talk about is, I've seen on a couple different occasions. One, I knew of a man who was traveling and not having his wife seatbelted in, and she was sitting next to him in their van, and no seatbelt, no nothing. And if he had to swerve or brake, actually, he told some stories how he had to swerve and miss some semi-trucks, she would go through the windshield. And I also have seen, when we go down the street, children standing in the front seat of cars not strapped in while the people are driving.
And then some hanging out the driver's window, sitting on mom and dad's lap.
Yep, and it makes me think of 1 Timothy 5:8. But if any provide not for his own, especially those of his own house, he had denied the faith, and he's worse than an infidel. Brother Koo and I did a study on that. That word provide doesn't just mean money. It means look after, care for, take care of. So that would be my physical danger. Like, you're traveling in the car. Sister Emma and I are always wearing our seatbelts. Hey, we trust in the Lord. We get it. But we're supposed to be wise, too. And we're not supposed to tempt God and put ourselves in danger.
Yeah.
And then my spiritual warning would be, and I've had to deal with this a lot lately, and that is watching out for people that say they want to come in and unite to godly people, but they want to bring in sin and confusion and false doctrine. We had to put some people out not long ago because of that, and we've kind of had a rash of people since then. Maybe Satan sent in his more workers coming, contacting us, and then pretending they want to come in. And then we have seekers that we help, but then you got to watch out. Sometimes people aren't seekers. They're troublemakers. They're bringing sin in. They're full of leaven.
Confusion.
And so you got to be able to sort the difference out. We don't want to throw everyone out. Like the old saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. But we definitely want to throw out the bathwater and get rid of it. So it makes me think of 2 Peter 2, 1 through 3. But there were false prophets also among the people. Even there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom their way of truth shall be even evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they, with feigned words, make merchandise of you. Mm-hmm. Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. So I tell you what, we know this is true. Line up 100 people, and almost 99.99% of them are bringing trouble and sin and compromise. That's what the Lord warned us about. Few there be that find it. And the true saints are precious. We cling to them. We help seekers. We help everybody that comes along. But definitely, I'd give you a warning. Make sure when you travel, you're traveling with wisdom and you're using safety procedures like a seatbelt, belting your children in, belting yourself in and your spouse in. When it comes to the body life, make sure you're using God's word and you're filtering out all these troublemakers, bringing in leaven, compromise, things such as that. Does that make sense, Sister Amin?
Oh, definitely. I was thinking about, you know, as the travel, you're saying physical. We're traveling through this life as sojourners and pilgrims and strangers. And yeah, we got to watch for all kinds of those dangers of people.
Yeah.
Trying to get in our life and cause all kinds of troubles.
And check out the Ecclesia Gathering area, because Brother Koo and I are adding to it all the time. He just did a study today. It was on, I'll tell a quick story.
Yeah,
we got done at the church preach, and this guy who knows about us, I dealt with him one time last year outside another church, a Hebrew roots heretic man, saw us in the park, showed up with his van, and he was mocking us and talking to me, and I said, just go away, and he wouldn't go away for a while. He was blowing a shofar at us. He's one of these Hebrew guys that wears tassels. He's got magic Hebrew underwear. He was blowing a shofar at us in a park. And Brother Koo and I are just looking, laughing at each other. He's like, what else is going to happen? What else is next? And then Brother Koo just did a study, and it was interesting. The shofar was blown to, like, make war in the Old Testament. We don't see it in the New Testament. And he did a study on the archetype of blowing the physical shofar for war. And we preach the gospel and preach the word of God. It's like a spiritual war that goes forth.
Yeah.
And we see that all the time. So he did a good study on that. So check that out. And I just did one on the wooden ark to the warrior ark.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And I did archetypes of the two. So check those out. But yeah, think about those physical dangers and those spiritual dangers in your life and how they affect you.
Amen. And I have a scripture verse.
Close us out with a scripture verse, Sister Amin.
Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That goes so far, but that's almost a teaching I got to do. That goes so far because when you meet people, you want to do the best for them in the spirit and want to think the best. And then you got to be careful. You got to get the flesh out.
Yep.
You got to make sure you walk in the spirit. You got to make sure you test all things, and then if they can make it through the filter of God's word, that's awesome. If they can't, they're leavened. They got to be purged out.
Amen.
We know all about that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So hopefully that edified you today. Physical and spiritual dangers. Test yourself. See how you're doing. Our website's there to help you. I think we got lots of resources, many, many thousand articles, audios, videos to help you make sure you're walking in both the physical and spiritual safety.
Amen. And I've been trying to do simple encouragement posts for sisters pretty much every day I can.
That's awesome.
Just simple little things to keep you pressing forward.
And tomorrow we head down the road with Brother Kuo to a new town.
Yep. Let's see what happens if we get the day.
Amen. If the Lord wills.
Yeah. If the Lord wills and we live to do this or that.
Yeah, man.
Something like that. Yeah.
All right. Hope that edifies you. Check out all our resources. Check out the gospel. Repent, seek the kingdom of God. He's coming in power and in glory.
Amen. May God be praised.